first and foremost, before we look ahead to the Oakland Raiders, let's take some time to look back to the Pittsburgh Steelers. You guys had a huge game defensively. What was the mindset heading into that week?
You know, every time I play the Steelers, you know, it's a big game around here. It's a big rivalry. Nothing gets the fans going more than beating the Steelers. And I've only beat them once my rookie year. And, you know, the fans really look forward to that game. And it was just great to have a great team win. Got a bunch of turnovers on defense. Defense, I thought, played really great. You know, overall win, and it was just an awesome feeling.
You guys went into this season, wanted to focus on creating turnovers, and you did. You forced 8 turnovers. And also, too, stopping the run has been a main focus. Talk about that, because you only held those guys to 49 yards.
Yeah, I mean, you know, coming in with a Batch as the quarterback, you know, it was going to be a smaller game plan for them. And, you know, establishing the run was probably a focus point for them. And, you know, we pride ourselves in stopping the run. We're not going to let somebody come in and run all over us. So, you know, we had to show up. You know, we practiced hard. We had a great week of work. And fortunately, we got the results that we wanted.
You guys lost against the Cowboys. Defensively, you guys registered 7 sacks. What has been the identity of this defense?
I mean, just, you know, everything starts up front. And, you know, just being solid as a unit, attention to detail. And, you know, we really want to be known as a unit that, you know, no one can just mess around with, you know, and just come and run all over us. So, you know, we take a lot of pride, and we had a bunch of games that just one play away from actually getting a win and turning this thing around. But, you know, we can't go back. Now we just got to look forward, and we got the Raiders this week, and we'll take care of business.
You're very familiar with this 4-3 defense, but you played in the 3-4 beforehand. But now that you're in this 4-3, and you've got these big guys up front, and they're rotating in and out, talk about those big bodies, especially with Phil Taylor back in the lineup.
Oh, man, that just having those guys in front of me makes my job so much easier. You know, having them take up the linemen, I don't have to deal with those big linemen climbing up on me. And like my rookie year, you know, in the 3-4, that was real tough for me since I'm a smaller guy. But having the athletes we have up on the D-line just makes the job that much easier, man. There's some beasts up front, and it's fun, man. You know, we work hard during the week and have fun on Sundays.
Unfortunately, this linebacker position, you guys sustained some injuries early on in the season with Chris Gokhan going out, and then later in the season with Scott Fujita. But you had some young guys come in and step up. Talk about just how you guys at that linebacker position have been rallying.
Oh, man, it's really good. I mean, we always have a great, you know, a lot of competition in the room. And those older guys going down like Gokhan and Fujita, you know, it's our leaders on defense. And it was tough to see them go. But, you know, that's how football works sometimes. And the young guys coming up, Jam J, Craig, LJ, Tank, all of them are, you know, they're real fiery guys, you know what I mean? And it keeps the room going, keeps the energy high. And like I said, and we pay attention. We work hard during the week, and Sundays is one big party.
And what's it like playing with linebacker DeQuell Jackson? He was named AFC Defensive Player of the Week. I mean, he's just been an outstanding ball player ever since he's come back from his injury as well.
Yeah, man, that guy, I mean, I have the most respect for DeQuell. You know, I mean, injuries, you know, he handles himself like a professional. You know, he's dead and most dedicated guy I played with. And I'm real fortunate to have him in the room, learn from him, and watch him play. And It's real fortunate to have him on the team.
You guys start the work week to get ready for the Oakland Raiders. What have you seen from this offense so far?
Obviously, you know, you got to deal with the running back. McFadden's a beast, man. You know, and everyone knows who he is. And I mean, they're coming off some tough losses. I mean, we had some tough losses too. So it's going to be a war, man. And you know, we're excited for the game.
I know you went to USC. You're going to be back in California. Do you have any family members coming up to North Cali?
I mean, that's the only problem with the West Coast games. I got to buy all the tickets. But other than that, it's fine, man. And I love being in California, and I couldn't ask for anything more.
And for yourself, how are you coming along in this defense? Last week, you registered 4 tackles. You forced a fumble. How are you coming along?
I mean, like you said, I only had 4 tackles. I need more than that, you know what I mean? So, you know, it's always growing, always getting better, always room for improvement. But I feel like, you know, I'm coming along, you know, getting to know the playbook a lot better, playing with the guys, you know, familiar with everyone. And it's just being real fun, man, being out there with the guys and getting more wins.
Special teams, you're battling as well, man. You don't stop.
I mean, special teams, that's how I got my foot in the door, you know what I mean? So that'll never change. And they say, if you want to make the league, especially for guys like me, smaller guys, and if you got to play special teams, you want to be in the league. So you secure that, and defense is a bonus.